The following presentation of the Monty Man's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's meditorial.
Well, greetings, everyone. I am your host, the Monty Man, on this week's Monty Man's Meditorial. Now, this one's going to be a little uncomfortable for most of us.
Ouch!
I've entitled it, A Call to Judgment. So, I'm going to pull out a scripture verse here. So, those of you who aren't into the Bible or spiritual readings or into the God thing, just bear with me, because you're probably going to recognize this scripture verse, or at least a quote from it. And I think you'll be able to take away something useful here. This is Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 through 9. It says, "Do not judge so that you will not be judged." Sound familiar? "For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time the speck's in your eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Well, have you ever noticed that many who quote, "Judge not, lest ye be judged," that this is the only scripture they live by? Boy, they sure like to slap us with it, don't they? And it's usually spouted from the lips of someone who is either being called out on their inappropriate behavior or has witnessed someone else being called out on theirs. And they're uncomfortable. Look, and I get it. None of us enjoy being caught with our proverbial pants down. But let's call a spade, shall we? If you or I are behaving badly, someone should make a judgment call and confront us with the truth. Listen, this whole thing about not judging others has caused a great many folks to continue in their destruction. And if we're only harming them, it may not be a big deal, but other people's stuff does affect the rest of us, right? And if we are truly loving and concerned for our fellows, shouldn't we want to help others see the errors of their ways, if for no other reason than to help them? Maybe. Yes, we sure do need to keep our side of the street clean, especially before being critical of the other guy's messy thoroughfare. But look at what this scripture says. It says, "First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." So it appears that we're instructed to make judgment calls and take a part in helping others find their way. We just need to be sure that we're healthy in that particular area before making our approach. Well, otherwise, our credibility, well, it goes out the window. Now, as far as making harsh, cruel, or mean remarks towards anyone, that's never helpful, even if we may be right about the issue. We may not have the right to judge the individual whom we claim to be concerned about. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 5:12. It says, "What business is it of mine to judge those outside of the church? Are you not to judge those inside of the church?" Wow. So it is clear that we who claim to follow Jesus are not to pass judgment on the unbeliever. How can we? They don't live by our standards, nor do they wish to. But when it comes to those folks who call themselves followers of Christ, we are called to make judgment calls. In short, we are instructed to judge each other, but not the world. Now, for those of you who think that judgment means that we hate you, or that because we disagree with your philosophies or the way you do things, that we despise you, or you subscribe to the false teaching that the God of the Bible doesn't hate anything, well, May I remind you of Proverbs chapter 6, beginning with verse 16? There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict within their family. Having said that, those of us who claim to love Jesus, should we not love what God loves and hate what God hates? I guess we will all have to judge for ourselves. It is something to think about. Okay, listen, the whole purpose of these meditorials isn't to bash you over the head with my opinions. It's to encourage you. And I know many of you have been accused of being haters because you follow the Bible. Let me tell you, sometimes we do need to check ourselves. We're not supposed to be, you know, chopping and slicing and dicing people. But we are to make judgment calls when it comes to certain behaviors. And those behaviors are symptoms of a sinful nature. And God hates sin. Why? Because sin separates him from his kids. Wouldn't you hate something that separated you from your kids? So perhaps this meditorial for some of you is right on time. Which brings us to the closing song by Michael Bryan entitled Right on Time.
I've got everything I need all the time. I've got a house, I've got a car, got my love, I've got this song. Sometimes you'll still hear me whine. I'm gonna open up my heart, open up my mind, look for gratitude between the lines. Every day is right on time. I may not like where I am, but if I think about it, then I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I've got a road, I've got a chance to go somewhere, to make a plan, endless opportunity. I've got a house, I've got a car, got my love, I've got this. sometimes you'll still give me wine. I'm gonna open up our heart, open up our mind, look for gratitude between the lines. Every day, yeah, it's right on time. Always on the edge, always on the edge, every day.
More great positive music from Mr. Mike O'Brien. Visit ReverbNation.com/Mike O'Brien. Hey, listen, we encourage you to subscribe for fun and for free to this broadcast. When you do so, you become a member of the Take 12 Recovery Radio family, the original and oldest recovery talk and positive music radio station and podcast on the internet today. Now, listen, we'd also encourage you to subscribe on our Instagram or our TikTok as far as that goes. But please visit our main website at take12radio.com and subscribe on any of the major podcasting platforms listed there. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.
This has been a Chicken and a Pig production.